I'm 23 years old. I'm 23. Not a lot of people believe that. I'm 23. I know in the west of Scotland, this is what a young guy looks like in this day and age. I'm 23. I look like a darts prodigy, don't I? Great. I'm 23, so I'm getting to that stage. Some of my friends, some of my cousins are having children. And that way, you'll notice this. In a family gathering, there's a newborn baby getting passed around somebody's living room like a joint. And everybody's saying their piece. You know, some people who have just got this natural rapport when they speak to babies, they can just go, "Oh, look at you." And the baby starts mumbling, "Are you telling me a wee story?" It's getting closer and closer to me and I'm thinking, shit. I need to pretend I give a fuck. And it gets to me and I just kind of freeze. I'm going, how you doing, mate? And the baby feels the tension, starts to cry. Everybody looks at me as if I'm in the wrong here. Oh, toughen up, you wee prick.
I've stopped boozing as much, right? I still drink, but I've stopped drinking as much, because that is another thing I discovered. As soon as you turn 30, the fear of a hangover eclipses the joy of a night out. Right, teenagers, 20s, you see a tray of Jaeger bombs arrive, you see a good night ahead. 30s, you see a tray of suicidal thoughts in the morning arrive. That is the harsh reality of the aging process. You drink a couple of these, you know the next day is going to be spent on your couch putting on Come Dine With Me just for some company, just to have people there, just reassuring voices. You're not even watching it, you're just staring at it, occasionally paying attention, and then some old guy undercooks a beef Wellington and it's just too much. You've got a lump in your throat. There's a fucking tear. It's trickling down your face as you're getting hit like a freight train with pangs of guilt about trivial shit that happened years ago. He's just fucked up. He's just fucked up. He's beef Wellington. He only wanted to make everybody a nice dinner and he's totally ruined it. His starter looked amazing and then he just totally fucking... Why did he try a beef Wellington? It's quite a hard dish to make. And that voice perks up. "That's it, Kev, you piece of shit. Remember, your mum used to make you a packed lunch every day, Kev, even though you just put it in the bin and went to the chip van. Remember, Kev? 4 years that went on. Every morning she was making you sandwiches, even though they were just going in your phone her, Kev. I'm sorry, phone her, Kev. Phone your mum, Kev. I'm going to phone her. Before you know it, you're dialing mum more. "Mum, I just wanted to say I'm sorry for every time you made me a packed lunch. And I was just putting in the..." "Kevin, where are you? Are you on something, Kevin? Have you..." "Your mum thinks you're a junkie, Kev. She thinks you're a junkie. Junkie boy. Junkie, junkie, junkie." That is a hangover. 30s onwards. Going to the bathroom every 20 minutes, shitting out bits of yourself you need to keep. That's what you've got to look forward to.
That was announced, not a shock statistic about teenage pregnancy. Apparently, 1 in 3 15-year-olds in the UK admit to being sexually active. That was a shock tabloid headline. I don't know where they get this kind of evidence. No, I don't know who they ask to get these statistics. No, if some youth worker approached you when you were 15 years old in front of all your pals and asked you if you were sexually active, you said, "Fucking right, mate." "Who's Shagger?" "Put me in for 5, pal." Have you never got any sex education at school? Remember word would spread when you were 15. If you went to the health centre, they gave you condoms. That was good. You went down there, got the health centre, got your condoms. None of us were well sexed, but you got the condoms. Filled them up with water. They become water balloons. Using a condom in a water fight, the thinking man's water fight, but you'd always have one of your friends who would take it a bit too far and introduce a Durex Extra Safe. A Durex Extra Safe in a water fight, you'll fucking put somebody in a coma. A Durex ribbed extra safe. You'll need facial reconstruction. Finding a porno on a hedge, it's that kind of coming of age moments that shape you as a person. I don't know if I can reminisce about much at 23 years old, but I like to reminisce about the 90s, the good old days. Back when it was just the PlayStation 2 and stuff like that. Remember when you get your first taste of independence, when word had spread in your school that somebody's mum and dad were going away for the weekend and that the guy or girl were having a party. They never knew they were having a party. Perhaps having is the wrong choice of word, they were getting a party. I don't mean the kind of high school parties that you see in American movies. Hey, do you guys know Chad Hogan? Of course, man. Everybody knows Chad Hogan, man. Chad Hogan's mom and dad are going away to Long Island for the weekend, man. There's a party at Chad Hogan's mom and dad's. Yeah. Woo! Spring break! Yeah! Chad Hogan's parties are awesome, man. Woo! Then it shows you Chad Hogan's party. Chad Hogan's booked a band for his living room. Great party, Chad. Woo, yeah. Let's go get some dip and chip. Woo. Everybody's nodding at the music with these plastic cups of beer that nobody knows who brought them. Just, whoa, yeah, woo. It's on the kind of parties we had. We never had that kind of parties. We never had spring break. We had the Easter holidays. And I was growing up, it was called an empty. An empty. It derives from, we've got an empty house. We've got an empty. The house is empty. It's an empty. You never had spring break. Chad Hogan or bands at an empty. An empty was a far more tense affair. Somebody's furious cousin would disrupt the ambience by announcing that he'd purchased 12 cans, drank two, gave one away, but there's only 7 left.
I get asked last week, what kind of music do you like, Kev? I don't know. I don't have a fucking clue. Kind of music. Modern stuff just sounds the same to me. Just everything's just all that R&B stuff we like these days, isn't it? In the club, all that sort of stuff. Everybody in the club, in the club. It's the way every song sounds to me. In the club, in the club, in the club. I just speak in a language I don't get. Everybody gonna shuffle on down in the club. We're getting freaky. In the club, I'm feeling sexy. In the club, in the club, in the club, in the club, in the club. DJ spinning my song in the club. In the club. Everything happens in this club with these pricks, isn't it? In the club. We ain't gonna stop till it's time to start again. In the club. In the club, in the club, in the club. No songs that just make you feel thick. You actually feel it deleting cookies in your brain. In the club. In the club, in the club, in the club. And the song finishes and you think, fucking hell, I now know less stuff. I've just forgot the difference between a pastoral and an arable farm.
fuck did I just forget standard grade geography there? Because of that song. Even their names, Will I Am. That guy, how do you get to that stage in your celebrity status? Will I Am. His name is William. You just decide to start putting full stops in the middle. Oh, I am. If I was to request to be known as Kev IN, I'd get a fucking slap in the face. If I was to sit my dad down and say, Dad, I'm thinking about reinventing myself as Kev IN. He'd be saying, just run that by me again, son. I step outside, talk me through this.